All right, but you had the really, you did a great job with this, and you've talked about it, and I can't wait to hear it. Ryan Vogelsong.
Yeah, I talked to him Tuesday, and we played it Wednesday morning in the shower hour. So if you're new to KNBR 5 to 6, we'll roll out a lot of chit-chat 5 to 6 on KNBR 680 Monday through Friday. And Tuesday, I spoke to Ryan Vogelsong as the Giants were in Pittsburgh, and we're just going to play you a part of this. But we opened things up with saying, hey, Ryan, where are you at now? How you feeling, man?
Well, I don't have too much pain anymore. Mm-hmm. So right now, I still got a little bit of swelling, underneath my eye and my cheek. And if it wasn't for that swelling, other than that, I feel really normal. Getting some headaches here or there, but mm-hmm. nothing out of the ordinary that I wasn't experiencing before the injury. So just plugging along, man. Can't wait to get back on the field.
Fantastic. And we all know that you're one of the toughest SOBs in the game. So glad you're here. And I know Giants fans are excited to hear from you and hear about that harrowing day. I bet you everybody in the audience, myself included, knows exactly where they were when they heard the news that you'd taken that fastball. Hey, before we get to the details of what happened on that fateful day, I just want to ask you, what was it like catching up with Bumgarner and the boys?
I've became really close with so many guys in that clubhouse, with my time there, that we text message each other all the time. Mm-hmm. Bum, Buster, Javi, Kane, pretty much everybody. So it's just good to see people's faces again. It's been a while, but I'm in touch with those guys every couple of days, and they're in touch with me. So it's kind of like I'm there, but I'm not there. But it's, like I said, it's always good to see some faces again and say what's up and, give the bro hugs and all that kind of stuff. So it was a weird night for me last night, sitting in that dugout and watching the Giants play against the Giants. But it's just part of the game.
Good stuff from Ryan Vogelsong on the UMA guest line here on KNBR 680. Well, it seems to me you didn't tell Bumgarner anything about this guy, Eric Kratz, who took him deep. That was unexpected.
Yeah, Kratz's been around for a long time, and he's been scuffling a little bit lately, but he's a guy that he knows what he's doing up there. It's not like his first couple days in the big leagues, and this guy's been up and down for about 6 years now. So it's not his first rodeo, and I didn't see the pitch in slow motion yet, so I'm not exactly sure where it was, but he's why we went out and got him, because we had a need, and we knew that he had experience and was going to give you a professional at bat, and he ran into one last night.
Poked it right over that left field wall. Pagan almost brought it back, man. It was pretty stunning, and Bumgarner's had a little bit of bad luck with those complete game losses, but dude's a beast. We all know that. Hey, Vogie, I got to tell you, man, you look great. I mean, the haircut was on point. You're looking fit and trim. I got to think you're avoiding those Permane Brothers sandwiches, huh?
Yeah, well, I've been getting back at it pretty hard here as far as working out.
Good.
I mean, anybody that's laid around in a bed for 2 weeks knows mm-hmm. how fast you can lose everything. So I felt like I did lose a little bit. I felt like I was in pretty good shape before that. So I'm just trying to get myself going again here and get game ready. So when I hit the mound, I'm full steam and get this thing going as fast as I can.
Okay, Ryan, this may be a little uncomfortable because, as a kid, I took a heater off the nose, or a buddy of mine that was a little bit older, he hit a line drive right off my beak, and I, to this day, can still teleport back to that moment and remember what it felt like. So if you wouldn't mind, take us back to May 23rd, pitcher for the Rockies, Jordan Lyles. He throws a heater and bounces it right off your face, and it was just terrifying. The sound, the trainer coming out, the reaction of the crowd. Have you even been able to watch the tape on that, Ryan?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it that night.
Wow!
Once I finally got to a hospital room and mm-hmm. had some of the drugs wear off a little bit, so I could kind of figure out where I was and what was going on. I watched it, and it looked exactly like it felt and looked from my perspective the first time. Mm-hmm. I never saw the ball. First time in my entire career that I've been at home plate, and I'm talking about all the way back to Little League, that I was in a batter's box and never saw the pitch come out of the pitcher's hand. And I'm still not quite sure why that was. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a hazy day that day. It was a 12:30 game, so it wasn't real cloudy, but it wasn't real bright and sunny. It was just kind of hazy. And I'm not sure if it just caught a cloud the right way or just came out of the sky at the wrong place or if I blinked at just the wrong moment. But I never saw the ball until right before it hit me in the eye. And, I mean, that's what I saw when I looked at the video. And, you know, I just remember it hitting me. And, you know, you can imagine I said a few words that I can't say on radio.
Sure.
And when I hit the ground, I never lost consciousness. I was, you know, with it the whole time. And I hit the ground. And, you know, obviously I had that feeling of being whacked. Like everybody has when you bumped your head or, you know, hit something. And the thing that scared me was I didn't know if I couldn't see out of my eye because it was swollen shut or if my eye was gone. Once I kind of just was like, all right, well, there's no way for me to do anything about that right now. I kind of felt the blood running out of my eye and I felt the blood running out of my nose. So I knew it was pretty bad, but I checked my teeth to make sure all my teeth were in my mouth. I just have this thing about getting your teeth knocked out. I feel like anytime, like if you were in a fight growing up when you were little or anything like that, if you got your teeth knocked out, that meant you lost. So I checked my teeth and made sure my teeth were in there, and I'm like, all right, my teeth are good. I'm still here, you know. And so I'm kind of just doing a like body assessment to make sure I'm all right. And the trainer came out and he said, do you know where you're at? I said, yeah, I know where I'm at. He said, do you know what's going on? I said, yeah. You know, I got hit in the eye. I'm at home plate in PNC Park in Pittsburgh. You know, it's the second inning. And he goes, okay, well, you're all right in that aspect. And he said, I'm going to check your neck and make sure your neck's all right. And then when he said that, I was kind of like, oh, crap. You know, like I didn't even think about that. So he pushed on my neck in a couple places, and he said, did that hurt? I said, no. And he goes, okay, your neck's all right. And he said, can you roll over? And I said, yeah, I can roll over. So he rolled me over, and then I said, hey, man, I'm standing up. And he goes, well, hold on a second. He said, I got to get the cart down here. Yeah. And I said, well, listen, I said, I'll ride that cart out of here, but I'm standing up. And he said, okay, well, as long as you think you can, I'll let you stand up. And I said, yeah, I'm standing up. So I stood up, and to go a little bit forward, so Nicole and my whole family were in the stands that day. Mm-hmm. Like I said, she's from here, so all of her side of the family is in the stands with her. And my son Ryder was in the playroom behind the right field fence. And so I knew that for both of them and all of them that they had to see me stand up because obviously mm-hmm. – from their perspective, they don't know how bad it is, if I'm okay or not. But I knew if Ryder was watching on TV in the playroom, that if he saw me stand up and if she saw me stand up, then they knew at least I was okay from a certain standpoint. Jeez. So I made sure I got on my feet and, you know, and then I got in a cart. We went in the ambulance to the hospital and, you know, started all the exams that you would think, CT scan, to make sure my eye was still in there. And then, you know, they basically had to pry my eye open to shine a light in there to make sure I could see the light and I could see it. And so as soon as that kind of happened, it was like a breath of fresh air that I could see. You know, obviously at that point, we didn't know how good the vision was going to be, but at least I could see something. And so at that point, it was like, okay, well, I can see now. They can rebuild everything else. But, you know, as we know, like when you lose your vision, that's it. It's not coming back.
Thank the good Lord, so, man, the good Lord had your back there, Ryan. Hey, when did you make contact with Nicole? I seem to remember that she got on the cart with you, or maybe I'm wrong, but when did you make contact with your wife?
Well, this was a makeup day from the day before, and it was supposed to be an off day for us. So there was probably only, you know, maybe 2,500 to 3,000 people in the stands. So not a lot of people were there because we weren't supposed to have a game. So she was able to, you know, basically get through the stands and she knew where the ambulance was.
Okay.
And she made her way down there pretty quickly and just kind of jumped over the fence to meet me before we got in the ambulance. And to her credit, man, she was probably she was a lot calmer than I was. I mean, I was playing it pretty calm and cool. And then I saw her and I'm like, you know, I can't believe after everything that I've been through, that this is how it's going to go down. You know, I'm like, I can't see. I don't know if I can't see, like I said, because my eyes gone or if I'm because I can't open my eyelid. And I said, I just kept saying to her, I can't believe this is how it's going to go down. You know, after all the trips and everything we've been through, I'm going to not be able to play because I got hit in the face. And she just kept telling me, you know, you're fine. It's going to be okay. You know, don't even think about that yet. Let's take one step at a time. Let's just get you to the hospital, and then we'll figure out everything else. So in that aspect, I mean, she was great. She was amazing.
Hey, I know that you told the Bay Area News Group and all the media Monday in Pittsburgh at PNC that you'd consider wearing one of those protective ball caps when you're on the mound, but would you consider wearing a face guard at the plate like Giancarlo Stanton has?
Well, it's actually the opposite. I will wear a face guard on my helmet when I'm hitting. I will not wear a protective helmet when I'm pitching.
Okay.
And they're in the process right now of talking about whether they're going to want me to wear some kind of eyewear or something when I'm pitching, and I'm in the process of making it well known that I'm not going to do that.
All right. What's the thinking behind that, Vogie? Is it just old habits die hard?
Yeah, and it's so that Jordan Lyles knows that he didn't get the best of me.